स्टेकल तुम पर आई कोपियांग मोजो माई मोगा चो नमस्कार आओ फ्रेंकी फर्नांडिस यो गोंचो खबरो तुमका कोकनीतल्यान मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलियात सोन पावयता. आज ओतुंबराची एक तारीख. सुरवातेक आमी गेल्ल्या सातोळ्यान सांगला ते भाशेन गोवा बिल्डिंग आनी लँड डिव्हलपमेंट एक्ट 2008 हाचे एमेंडमेंट हाचे बाबतीन गोंयांत भर विरोध वाडत आसलो. ह्या सुमानांत हजारांनी गोंयकारांनी पणजे पाटो हांगा चळवळ केली आनी बीजेपीच्या सरकाराक हे एमेंडमेंट रद्द करचे पडले. हे बाबतीन टाऊन आनी कंट्री प्लॅनिंग हाचो मंत्री विश्वजीत राणे हाणे जाहीर केले. हे जैत मेवले उपरांत हे एमेंडमेंट हाचो विरोध लोकां मुखार दवरपी रेनबो वॉरियर हाचो अभिजीत प्रभुदेसाय आमकां सांगता हे जैत जावन आसा गोंयच्या लोकांचे आनी गोंयच्या राखणदार हांचे.
लोकांनी व्हड प्रमाणान प्रोटेस्ट केलो आनी सरकाराक सांगले की हे जे एमेंडमेंट सरकारान प्रपोज केल्या कायद्यात टीसीपीच्या जे हितूंतल्यान व्हडले व्हडले बिल्डर भरपूर फायदो करपाक लागून गोंय काबार करपाक शकतात ते एमेंडमेंट भायर मारचे आनी हाका लागून लोकांनी हजारांनी ऑब्जेक्शन लेटरांय सबमीट केली. टीसीपी मिनिस्टराक आयकुपा पडले आनी टीसीपी मिनिस्टराक आतां स्टेटमेंट करूंक पडलो की आतां तो हे एमेंडमेंट भायर मारतलो आनी हे एक्चुअली आमचे लोकांची विक्ट्री जाता लोकांची जैत जाता कित्याक हे आमचे गोंयचे राखणदार आमचे शेतकार आमचे फिशरमॅन आमचे एसटी लोक हेच गोंय सांबाळटात आनी तांणीच हे एज्युटेशन मुखार व्हेला आनी तांकांच सबंद श्रेय वता क्रेडीट वता हाजो. आतां टीसीपी मिनिस्टरान घोशणा केल्या पूण अजून नोटिफिकेशन टीसीपी डिपार्टमेंटान काडूंक ना. सो नोटिफिकेशन वाचल्यारूच आमकां कळटलें की सरकार मुखार कितें करूंक सोदता पूण सरकाराचे मनान कितें आसा तें ऑलरेडी स्पश्ट जालां. टीसीपी मिनिस्टरान सांगलां की तो कमिटी काडटलो आनी हे मुखार व्हरतलो.
हाचे भायर मंत्री विश्वजीत राणे हाणें कळीत केला गोवा टाऊन आनी कंट्री प्लॅनिंग एक्ट 1974 हाचो सेक्शन 16B जो 2018 ह्या वर्साक हाडलोलो तो बी रद्द केला. सेक्शन 16B सरकाराक जाग्याचो व जमनीचो उजार बदल हाडपाक केल्लो. खबर आतां कला एकेडमी हाचे बांदकामां व रेनोव्हेशन चालू आसले हाचे बाबतीन. गेल्ल्या विधानसभेच्या भोसणीकेन कला एकेडमी हाचे कामाच्या बाबतीन विशय विरोधी आमदारान काढलेलो. कला एकेडमी हाचे कामाचो खर्च सुमार 56 करोड रुपयाचो म्हूण मंत्री गोविंद गावडे हाणें विधानसभेत सांगलेले. हे बाबतीन गोंय पुलीस हाचो एंटी करप्शन ब्रांच हाणें चौकशी केल्ली आनी ताचे भायर विजिलन्स डिपार्टमेंट हाणें बी चौकशी केल्ली आनी आतां कामाचो भानगड व स्कॅम आसा म्हूण सिद्ध केला. हे बाबतीन आमचो एक खास कलाकार भाव राजदीप नायक सांगता हे विजिलन्स इन्क्वायरी व चौकशी ट्रान्सपरंटपणान जावचे म्हण.
काल कला अकादमीच्या ज्या जे भ्रश्टाचार जाल्लो ताजेर विजिलन्सान एक्शन घेता म्हटल्यार ही खरें म्हटल्यार खूब खोशयेची गजाल कॉमन मनशा खातीर सामान्य मनशा खातीर. कारण कला अकादमीचो जो खर्च आशिल्लो तो अवाढव्य म्हणजे भरपूर केल्लो आनी तातूंत टेंडरां काडिनासतना पयले फाट गोंयान अशे तरेचो हो प्रकार घडटालो आनी त्या खातीर आमी एज अ कलाकार म्हणून आमी आवाज केल्लो. आनी दुसरी गजाल आशिल्ली की जे कितें थंय घडटा ते कोणाकूच खबर नाशिल्ले आनी अशें धापून करता तरी कितें ह्यो गजाली आमी विचारिल्ल्यो आनी त्या वेळार हे आपले संस्कृतीक मंत्री आर्ट एंड कल्चर मिनिस्टर गोविंद गावडे हे आमचेर तिडकल्ले. पूण आमकां म्हणजे सांगपाक खोस वखता की विजिलन्सान चौकशी करता म्हटलें आनी इतलेंच म्हाका पारदर्शकपणान म्हणजे ट्रान्सपरंस म्हणजे कसलोच दबाव हाडिनासतना ही अशी चौकशी जावची आनी जर कोण दोशी आसा जाल्यार नक्कीच ताका म्हणजे सजा जा ही जावपाकूच जाय. गुन्यांव तो गुन्यांव मागीर तो कोणेंय करूं आपणें करूं किंवां दुसऱ्यान करूं गुन्यांव हो गुन्यांव. आनी हातूंतल्यान बरो एक मॅसेज गोंयकारांक वयतलो की सगळ्या राजकारणांक वयतलो की तुमकां जाय तें केलें म्हूण पचतलें अशें ना कारण हांगा कायदो आसा आनी कायद्या फुडें कोण मोठो ना. सो हांव अशें म्हणटा की विजिलन्सान पारदर्शक प्रमाण ही चौकशी करची.
गोंयांत बेकायदेशी जमीन जप्त केल्या हाचे बाबतीन खबर. मांद्रेचो आमदार जीत अरोलकर हाणें बेकायदेशी जमीन जप्त केल्या हाचो आरोप USA हांगा रावपी रवळू कलप हाणें केल्या. हे बाबतीन एडवोकेट आयरिस रॉड्रिगीस हाणें गोंय सरकारान स्थापन केल्ली खास चवकशी करपाचो पंगड हाचे लागी अनेक पावट ही केस चवकशी करची म्हूण मागणी केल्या.
मिस्टर कलप्स प्रॉपर्टी इन दारगल इन पेर्नेल तालुका एट मेजरिंग 1,48,000 स्क्वेअर मीटर्स हॅज बीन लेटेंटली ग्रॅब बाय द नाव मांद्रे एमएलए जीत आरोळकर. A complaint to this effect was filed with the SIT on 4th of July this year. As there was no reply or no status of the investigation of the complaint from the SIT on 14th of August, I sent them a reminder because the complaint was filed by me on the behalf of Mr. Kalam, who had given me the authority letter to file that complaint. Now it is over 2 months and the SIT is just sitting on this complaint. The Chief Minister is on record saying that each and every complaint will be investigated by the SIT. But it is very clear that the SIT has been in no mood to investigate the complaint against a ruling MLA of the government. Now, this land of Mr. Kalab is 1,48,000, which Jeet Arolkar developed into 200 plots. It is an undivided property. He made plots by himself, sold it to various police officers also.
Todanaslo advocate Iris Rodriguez. तर आयकोप्यानो ह्यो जावन आसल्यो आमच्यो कोंकणींतल्यान खबरो सुसेगाद दनपार मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलियासून. मेळूया दुसऱ्या सोमारात, ते मेरेन मोग आसून दी.
la mange flibori nauri con nasci mantula kai sangu betli fashion canari
sonia sarka nakta maje papa snehan lela pun yacha martai ko maz kalis palatla
mi pitai ardi batli maje bai ko la lagte ei Sache gala sour pek gawar ti pe
Matsa naura daru sahura karte fake cafe Warakara la fashila sangun hai me dubai sache
Me pitai ardi patli maje bai kola latte e Gala sache gala sour pek gawar ti pe che mol mandi in it toni karala sante that's not my curry me pitai ardi patli maje bai kola latte e gala sache gala sour pega warti pe
Razzo mog, tu so kanaka eke ratsomo tu soma kanaka iudramo chi kanar sato ita tusha horomo mozo asator kasar satator emojan kariz woron kalza klaigo tusha soglo sosa bolo sodo kore amoga Sam passar, za una zunasa aqua. Na caslo pod, sotalo coromo. Azulu son sarbota, sodu corremoga. E che razzo mo tu somma canna.
A weekly radio program to which I invite guests to talk about their work and their passion for issues on community programs, social justice, Bible studies, or the Catholic Church. My interviews are done in the studio of Planet FM or via Zoom. Today I have invited Hector de Sousa to a Zoom recording for a broadcast. Hector, a warm welcome at Hyderabad to our radio program.
Namaste. Andio Borodis.
Hector was born and raised in Mumbai and migrated to Aotearoa in 2003. Here in Auckland, he's active as a secular Franciscan and co-producer of the radio program Sushigat Dhanpat here on Planet FM. And you just heard him speaking Konkani. That's the language that Sushigat Dhanpat is promoting. And he might tell us something about that later. Hector, you're currently visiting your friends in Mumbai, and you've picked a really nice season for your visit because it's a season full of celebrations.
Yes, that's right, Beata. There are a lot of celebrations traditionally after the monsoon. So the monsoon ends early September, but this year it is extended. It's raining even now. And the festivals start actually with a very big festival of the Hindus called Ganpati. And that is celebrated with great fanfare and, enthusiasm. In Maharashtra, of which Mumbai is the capital, it is the elephant god. And then soon after that is the Catholic festival of Mount Mary in Bandra. This festival or celebration has been going on for the last 300 years. It
wow.
is connected with the with the birth, the nativity of Our Lady. And
that's the 8th of September, the Nativity of Our Lady.
Correct, yeah. And why it is considered so, this because it is the dawn of our salvation. Because it is when the Mother Mary was born, really, that the story of Jesus kind of starts, you know. And that's what we believe. So, would you like me to give you... So the main celebration is centered around the shrine of Mount Mary in Bandra.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about this shrine. What kind of shrine is
it? Okay, I will. I've actually been not an expert. I'm not a historian. But when you asked me, and, you know, when we were having our meeting of Sushigat Dhanpat, and I told you about this festival, you said, can we have a discussion about a conversation on your radio Muffin Talk? I started reading about it and asking people, you know, so I give the correct facts. So I went on the website of Mount Mary Church. It's actually a basilica. It was designated as a basilica by Pope many years ago. So in 1570, the Jesuit from Portugal brought a statue, a wooden statue of Our Lady from Portugal, and they built in 1640 a small oratory, which is a little chapel, where the devotees from the surrounding areas as well as the Portuguese garrison worshipped. Now in 1700, somewhere in 1738, Bombay was invaded by a pirate gang of, of people, Arabs from Muscat. And they wanted to plunder the city, and they reached Mount Mary, because Mount Mary, the chapel and the statue and everything was just on the coast of the Arabian Sea. Bandra is a coastal place. So they thought the statue was made of gold, the right arm, and they cut off the right arm of the statue, thinking it was, you know, it was gold. But when they found it was not gold, they started plundering the church, and they wanted to burn down the church or the chapel. But miraculously, a swarm of bees came from somewhere and attacked them.
Really?
And this is chronicled in the church records, you know. And they attacked them so cruelly that they abandoned their cruel desires, and they went away. Then, so that's how the church stood over there.
And so tell me, do you have problems with bees every now and then in Mumbai?
No.
So that must be European bees from Portugal.
Possibly. Yeah. So then in 1761, the Mount Mary Chapel was rebuilt. Then the broken statue, the people from around repaired the broken statue by planting a detachable child Jesus on it, infant Jesus on it. And to this day, the statue stands over there, Mother Mary, and in the right hand, where the right hand was, there is, it appears that she's holding the infant Jesus.
Oh, isn't that a wonderful symbol? So the damage that was done led to having Jesus in her arms.
Yes. And people started, you know, as Bombay started developing and there was a creek built in Mahim close by. So people from the surrounding areas also started coming for this feast of Mount Mary on the 8th of September. They used to come in bullock carts and in ferry boats and dress up in all their finery and Sunday best, and you know, and it started becoming a big celebration. A lot of nickels were attached to the shrine, and one very, very rich industrialist, a Parsi industrialist, got many favors from his devotion to the Virgin Mary, and he built a road right from Mahim Creek to the mount. And from then onwards, the more and more devotees started attending the feast and the celebration.
Tell me, when you say a lot of people, what is a lot of people for you?
Oh,
for your dimension?
So,
because we are here in New Zealand.
So now, since just before the COVID, there are about 100,000 people per day who come to visit the shrine. And it's a huge logistics issue for the authorities. The church cannot handle it by their own. So the municipality, the police, the fire brigade all come together. And they make elaborate plans from much in advance. The bus service from the station, from the railway station to the mount, there are special buses. And it's a grand celebration in Bandra. It's on the map of Bandra. Yeah.
So the people come from all over the country to visit the shrine.
Yeah, a lot of people come. And what I've also come to know, that when people come to Bandra people are so happy that all their, you know, friends and relatives from other places are coming. And they just open their doors, they keep their doors open, the compound gates are kept open, and food is placed on their, you know, tables, so people can come and you know, enjoy themselves and their peoples. This used to happen. Now it is not so much. This part is not so prevalent. So it was actually in 1954 that this church got a status of minor basilica. And every time a pope comes to visit India, he must visit this shrine, you know. And it's visited by Pope Paul VI in 1964 and Pope John Paul II in 1986.
And is there a special mass there would be a special mass on the 8th of September, but is there also a special mass during the whole of the celebration?
Oh, yes. My God, so what they feel is that it's the birth of Our Lady, so you can't celebrate it on one day. So the celebrations last for 17 days.
17?
So before the 8th of September, actually the feast is celebrated on the first Sunday after the 8th. But before that, 9 days before that, there is a novena to our Blessed Virgin Mary, in honor of our Blessed Virgin Mary. So this time it started on the 2nd of September, right up to the 10th, which is the Saturday. And there are masses right from 5:30 in the morning, every hour, right up to 12:30.
Every hour?
Yeah, and in the evening also there are two masses. This is for the novena, and thousands of people come for the mass. So the mass, because the church itself cannot accommodate so many people, in the compound of the church they put up a pendol and what is called a shamiana and all that. And many people, when they come by the train, they get down at the station, which is about 3 kilometers away, and they start a walking pilgrimage right up to the church. They hear mass, and then after the mass, they go into the shrine and offer candles. Some of the candles are just in candles, but some are in like wax dolls. So if someone is having, let us say, some ailment in the leg or hand, they offer a candle in the shape of a hand. If they are looking for a house or they're having problems with their house, the candle is in the shape of a house. Or if there is a girl who wants to get married, there is a candle, like, as a couple. So whatever favor they are asking for, they offer these candles in that shape.
That is interesting, because I think that St. Paul, in one of his letters, he was also talking about the parts of the bodies which make one body. But there was a tradition in the Greek history where they also had, in order, when they were asking for healing of an arm, they would have the shape of an arm. Interesting that you have this tradition.
Yeah.
And so what do they do with these candles? There must be thousands of candles.
Oh, there are thousands. I went to church on the 8th, and I was sitting down in the shrine, and I offered candles, just 10 candles for all the families and intentions of us. And there were people just pouring in. You're not allowed to stand over there just before the statue for long, because there are thousands of people. But next to me, there was a Muslim. A little behind me, there was a Hindu. And it was so amazing to see all these people actually not just visiting, but actually sitting down and or standing up and praying for a little while. Yeah, it was very, very good to see that. Yeah.
So it's really intercultural and interfaith event.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's across cultures. Yeah, it's just a kind of bonding and integration of people. So Bombay has a huge devotion to Our Lady. There is another church, St. Michael's, where it's Our Lady of Perpetual Succor. And every Wednesday they have the novena, again the masses throughout the day. And people from all faiths come over there. They feel their prayers will be answered.
that's wonderful. I like the idea of having different faiths being represented there. And yes. This must have been really difficult during the 2 years that you didn't have celebrations. What did the people do?
Oh, yeah. So it just everything, I think, was put on pause. And there were no robust celebration like this, because people could not gather. It was a lockdown and things like that. So it was, perhaps, I'm not too sure, done online. And that is why this year also the mass, the feast mass and other masses have been broadcast on YouTube. So people who cannot even come now or are cautious of coming can participate that way.
But also, just, people who cannot afford traveling to Mumbai, people who are in other parts of the country, they can now tune in and have a little glimpse.
Yes, so that has been, I think, one of the advantages of COVID, or the benefits of COVID, where people have gone online and this.
Yes.
So after going, so there is a 9-day novena before the first Sunday of the 8th. And after that, there is no fair at that time. It's only devotion and prayer, where people come to thank God and to ask for favor. But on the first Sunday after the 8th, this time it was on the 11th, there are masses again, there is a feast mass, and the fair starts. Oh gosh, there is.
So tell me more about the fair.
The fair is from this year, it is from the 11th, from Sunday to Sunday. So, you know, one full week. So again, after the mass, people come into the shrine, you know, the mass is outside the church. After the mass, they go and make their offerings to the shrine. This beautiful, it is a semi-Gothic structure. The church as it is was built in 1904. It's a very, very beautiful structure. I think it is on the World Heritage list, but I'm not too sure about that. But anyway,
oh, so in 2 years, you'll have the very special 120th anniversary.
Yes.
You will be back.
So they go out of the, they exit the church and you come to the steps. And it's on the east side of the basilica, the steps going downward. And there is a sea of humanity over there. Stalls come up, which are you never see normally. There are special sweets, lots of good food. There are black gram. They roast the gram over there. It's do you know what gram is? Like chickpeas?
Ah,
that's
okay.
The speciality of Bandra Fair. Then there are special Goan sweets called Cardio Bidio. They are like, again, of chickpea flour and with ginger and there's little color. And we, everyone must buy a little, at least a quarter kilo or half a kilo, you know, things like that. Then there is halwa, which is a North Indian sweet. And there are lots of stalls. So in earlier days, because everyone, the full family used to come and dress up really well, their studios shot up, you know, over there, like photo studios to take out photos. And there were lots of toys. And what my mother used to go there to buy, and lots of parents used to go to Bandra Fair to buy, was a cane. Do you know this cane? Bamboo was thin bamboo cane. To discipline their children.
Oh. You go to a Christian celebration and to a fair to buy a cane to punish the children. Oh, no.
But that makes me get loved. So the canes used to be worn out by over a year, so they used to get their year's supply of canes. This is just a shit. And lovely little toys and things like that, and foodstuffs, and there used to be a well of, you know, like entertainment. Have you heard of this thing called the Well of Death?
No.
So it is like a well. It was a made-up well, and there were motorcycles inside the well. And they used to... you know, take around because of the speed at which they go. They used to start at the bottom and reach right up to the top of the well and then come down. And that used to be only in the Bandra Fair.
Oh, tell me again. Yeah. So Bandra Fair is, Bandra, is that the area where it is held?
Yes, it's a suburb in Bombay, in
okay.
Mumbai.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's why it's called the Bandra Fair. Yeah, so then funny mirrors, you know, people, when you stand before it, you get all different shapes and all that. So all these sort of stalls and merry-go-round and giant wheel. And then there's to be a disco also in this, what is called the September Garden. So it was a lot of fun. And
So during the fair, there is no evening mass anymore. The masses are all before that.
In the morning, yeah. So
in the morning.
During the fair, the morning, so that in the evening people can just visit the shrine and sit down somewhere and pray, you know, offer what they call is darshan. Darshan means just to be in the presence of the Lord.
Ah.
Yeah, so even these holy men in India, people just like to go and be in their presence. So you give a darshan and... the holy man lifts his hand and just gives a blessing. So that's called a darshan.
And tell me, as you have people from all over the country, everything will be in English or will it also be in Konkani?
No, there are all, so different masses at different times are at different languages. So okay. You'll have most of them in English, then you'll have a Konkani mass, a Marathi mass, a Telugu mass, a Hindi mass. So that's nice. Yeah. During the feast.
And do you have also processions?
No, there are no processions. Not for this feast. No, there are, it's just too much to handle. It's too big. Oh my gosh, it's quite. But the authorities do such a good job. You know, such a handling so many people. And people, because it's a holy feast, they are disciplined, you know, they are disciplined.
Yeah, that's...
And now there is the people around but complain about the noise, and also now there are stalls only on one side of the road. There are about 400 stalls spring up during the feast on the road from the Mount Mary's down the steps. And up when the people are coming to the festival, there are lots of stalls selling holy, religious memorabilia and candles, so many candles. You asked about the candles. So the candles, when they receive it at the shrine, they are then melted and the wax is sold back to these vendors and they make more candles out of it.
Okay, because I've seen that in many churches that they melt the candles and then they make new candles and sell them again because they have already gone through all this process. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And there are many, if you're on the website, I saw there are a lot of testimonials given of people who have, you know, heard their prayers answered. And many of these testimonials by non-Catholics, which is great.
Oh, wonderful. Tell me, how is the percentage of Catholics or Christians? Is it mainly the Christians in Mumbai? Are they mainly Catholics or are they of different...
Yeah, they are mainly Catholics, but the total population of Mumbai is 4 times the population of New Zealand.
It's just Mumbai.
Mumbai, so we have 20 million. And the majority, 66%, are Hindus, which is about 13 million. Then the Muslims are 21%, which is about 4.2 million. Then the Christians is all Catholics as well as other denominations are 3.3%, about 700,000. And I would say 90% is Catholic.
Okay. So it's the third biggest religion in Mumbai, but everybody celebrates together.
Yeah, I would say it would be the fourth because there are Jains,
Jains.
Mahavira, then there are Buddhists as well. So we are the fourth.
Okay.
So the Jains are about 800,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but you're all celebrating it together. That's great.
Yeah.
And then you said that you have a Hindu celebration with the elephant god. Are the Catholics then celebrating with the Hindus?
Not so much. But you know what? Diwali is a festival of light where everybody kind of celebrates the, you know, firecrackers and all those things. Yeah.
Okay, so there are specific celebrations where you can say, yes, they're all celebrating together. And
Because the Ganpati is mainly, they have it in their homes, and then the elephant god they take out in procession and they throw it in the sea. So that's a unique thing, unique celebration of this. They take out big processions where there are lots of drum, percussions and dancing on the road. You know, they take the deity in a procession.
Okay. Oh, well, then it's good that it's different to the feast of the Nativity of Mary. There's no procession. Good. Tell me. You are one of the co-hosts of Susigat Dampak. Are you also organizing things in New Zealand around the Nativity of Our Lady? Do you keep that around?
Not the fair and all, but the novena to our Blessed Virgin Mary. So the Konkan community or Indian community get together and organize the novena. the 9 days novena in various churches. In my church, St. John Vianney Parish, we have the novena. But the main one is in the Avondale Church, St. Mary's, where the bishop comes to celebrate the Mass on the 8th of September. And there is a novena Mass every evening and novena prayers in St. Mary's in Avondale. So yes, it is celebrated. But we don't get all those sweets. I miss them.
But I'm sure that some of the people from Mumbai area would be able to make these sweets in New Zealand, or do they not get the ingredients?
They must be make some. But we cook the food. Like the food is always an important part of our culture. The sorpotel is a pork dish which we always make on festivals.
Yeah.
And some sweets, which are the maid, and people like to go for the Mass in their, or the feast Mass in their Sunday best.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. So are you bringing something home to New Zealand?
Yeah, I hope to. Yeah, I think the black gram, which is roasted, I will be able to bring. Yeah.
I think we should have a celebration. Go on celebration with Susigatan Park and introduce some of your specialties.
we will have a celebration of our food and all that.
Thank you so much, Hector. This has been such a pleasure, and to learn about the wonderful celebrations you are able to attend now in your hometown.
Yes.
So that's
and today is actually the final day of the fair.
Our interview is recorded on the Sunday. So by the time that it's broadcast, the celebration will be over. But that you have tried a lot of sweets, and so that's great. Thank you, Hector. And
thank you, Beata.
Thank you.
And how's everything in New Zealand? Good. All
yes.
Is good.
Yes, but we have sunshine.
Oh, good.
Okay, so thank you so much, Hector. And before we close our session, I just want to to let people know that we have from Titipona Mustadi Enjoy our second session on living waters on Monday, the 26th of September. And we look at living water in the New Testament with Brother Kieran Finn. So we last week it would be about the Jewish tradition, and now we're looking at the New Testament and the Christian perspective. For more information on any current or past programs, and to watch some YouTubes that we've prepared and interviews on Muffin Talk, please check out www.studyjoy.nz. Ya kaha, and keep safe, and happy travels for you, Hector.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Beata. And thank you to your listeners as well. And if I may say Nami, I hope I'm pronouncing it rightly.
Thank you.
Okay.
Solo. Ogan po tus pile bore dista tolo sento cosa mi conasta agir baba dus mani un gusta mo cor un kitle babre posta corez to mo tara bum 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 tara tara bum 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 ma ca sai ba corina kai bum 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 tara tara bum 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 corez to mo tara bum 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 tara tara bum 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 itere to mo tara bum 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 Sandi tu sotta, ani pulte di vita tutta, non sai che sarà ancora in cotta, non è begin sa sarà le botta. Itero tu molto capoloita, su calcia fai nel doloita, usa laita, ni paloita, raso faccia in faso na loita, ore sto molto da bum bum bum.
Thank you. mas in ubire godara yo madakela tu sunvera 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 mas in je whatever hai dilla mas in je baba sa hai bangla mas in je whatever hai dilla mas in je baba sa hai bangla